Well, there never was a house like the Tennessee Stud.
Long about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. Never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding the Tennessee Stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd and rode away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes was green.
He had the nerve and he had the blood.
Well, there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud.
We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's bowl till I got me a pocket full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell like a thud. And I got away on the Tennessee Stud. I got as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. Tennessee Stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was a dreaming of his sweetheart too. We loped right on across Arkansas. I whipped a brother and I whipped a pa. I found that girl with the golden hair. She was riding on a Tennessee mare. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes was green.
He had the nerve and he had the blood.
Well, there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud.
Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee Stud. Pretty little baby on the cabin floor, little horse colt playing round the door. I love the girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee Stud loves the Tennessee mare.
The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood.
Well, there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud.